Ryan Rashog joins us from Tampa Bay. Shogger, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. I'll have to apologize in advance because the Blackhawks, their flight was delayed due to some weather, and they're just getting to the hotel. And if Quenneville goes to the podium, I'm going to have to bounce. So I'll have to keep one eye on that. But such is life when you're covering these guys. Their availabilities can be a little sketchy here and there. So
yeah, well, that's no worries. Quenneville will wait. He's a patient guy. Bishop, I know, did not skate today. So really, there's not much new to talk about that. So I want to ask your thoughts on a few Oiler-related things on players.
Sure.
We had Craig Button on talk about offer sheets, and he says the reason they never really work is because most teams always match the players you offer sheet or guys they want. He said the only way to do it maybe is big money on a one-year deal. Do you think Peter Chiarelli is going to offer sheet Dougie Hamilton?
Do I think he's going to? No, I don't think so. I think I don't know if that's really his style or his MO or if that's the way he wants to go about things. And I certainly don't think he would do it on a one-year big money type thing. I think if he were to offer sheet Dougie Hamilton, he would look to do it long-term. And if they decide to match, then so be it. But the key to getting Dougie Hamilton is to get him on a deal that makes maybe pays him a lot of money, but that makes sense for the Oilers too, right? I mean, it has to make sense for them. So, I mean, you offer sheet him on a six-year deal and a whole pile of money on a deal that the Oilers know will make sense for them, and then you see where the chips fall. But you have to be careful. Like, you got to be careful with the compensation too, right? Because if you offer him too much money, then the compensation gets a little ridiculous, doesn't it? If you try and go big money.
Yeah. No, I think
that's the risk in that, right?
Oh,
it drives 100%. The price up.
Yeah, well, it drives the price up big time because if you offer him big money for 1 year, if you want to qualify him the next year, you have to do it at that. So now you're pretty much unless you now maybe you don't, but I'm never 100% believer that the player to qualify him you'd have to do that. Now you couldn't renegotiate a deal. Before that, I think after January, right? And that's what you'd have to hope is you get an extension because then the extension could be less and say, hey, Dougie, we don't think you're worth $10 million a year. We think you're worth $7 million a year. So here's a 7 year or 8 year deal worth that. Yeah. We just did it to get your rights.
Now, wouldn't it make sense, though, for the Bruins, too, let's say they couldn't afford to necessarily pay them that big chunk of money. Just match it. And then now, are you allowed to trade a player after you've matched an offer?
No, not for a year.
You have to wait a year, hey, to do it?
Yeah. So that's why on a one-year deal, that's where it kind of puts him in a tough situation.
In a pickle, yeah. It's just the compensation, like you start dealing with. I don't have the chart in front of me, but I mean, what kind of money would you put on the table for Doug Hamilton? I mean, to try and get him long-term and then to try and get Boston not to match, you're talking $6 million, aren't you?
Oh, minimum $6 million. And Boston's matching $6 million for sure because the compensation for $6 million is only one, a first, a second, and a third, which is, Not.
I mean, they've got Seidenberg.
Think.
They've got Seidenberg, who is an older player. Was he 34 or 36 or something like that?
34. Char's 38.
Yeah, Char's 38. Like that core of theirs is aging. They've gotten rid of some good young defensemen. Like they let McQuaid or Boychuk go. He wasn't that young, but still, he's got another good solid 3-4 years in him. I just can't see how Boston lets him get away. I just think he's too important to what they're doing there.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And there will be other players. They would trade Lucic. They would find a way to move one of their other guys, buy some people out. I see Dougie Hamilton for them as being one of those pieces that they would just have to do everything and anything they could do to keep because he looks like he's going to be a legitimate top-pairing defenseman.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. Lucic has 1 year left. Louis Erickson, 1 year left. Chris Kelly, 1 year left. And all those guys combined is $13.5 million. I think Boston will find a way. If anybody offer sheets Dougie Hamilton, they'll match because he's a 22-year-old defenseman who's already played big minutes, who they think is only going to get better. And I'm sure when they watch the evolution of Victor Hedman and other defensemen like that, they're like, there's no reason to do it.
Hedman is such a good tale of that, right? Because remember when he got drafted, he would go second overall? And it's taken him a little bit of time. I mean, he's been a good defenseman in the league for the last few years. He's turned into a great defenseman. And really, in about an 18-month stretch, he went from being notably good in a bit of a breakthrough year last year to center stage on the biggest stage in the Stanley Cup final. I mean, you can make the argument that in the Cup final, he's been the best defenseman for either team. So it's amazing how those young defensemen, sometimes you just have to have patience with these guys and you have to give them a chance to develop, because some of them, it's so worth it. And I can't help but wonder how maybe that applies to Oscar Klefbom, how Klefbom, although they're different types of players, but again, he's a hardworking young defenseman who does everything the right way, much like Hedman does. He trains the right way, works the right way, attitude's the right way. And all he needs is time.
Yeah, wholeheartedly agree that Boston's not going to let him get away because of the importance of the position. And if they have to bite the bullet and sign him to a one-year deal. And you know what? I think it would show Dougie Hamilton how loyal they are to him. Obviously, they feel he's good. And away they go. I know, and it gets talked about every year. There's always a few RFAs, and everybody wonders. Like Brandon Saad, for instance, in Chicago. You look at the Hawks, they're in horrible cap situation. But I'm telling you, if Brandon Saad gets offer sheeted, they're still going to match.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's an important player. Can you imagine how Brandon Saad would look playing for the Oilers? I mean, is that not just precisely what's required in that lineup? I mean, big, strong, physical, has some scoring touch, like, and they had a chance to draft him, too. A lot of teams did, and a lot of teams passed him over, but still. I wouldn't be surprised if there was we were talking about the Pittsburgh Penguins targeting him. They've been looking for that type of player to play the wing for a while now. It wouldn't surprise me if his performance in this Stanley Cup final, if it continues at a high level, if that doesn't induce something significant to happen.
Schrager, with the extra day off and not storylines, I know all the media guys get together and there is always scuttlebutt. I'm sure there's some talk about Arizona, which, by the way, the news has the story broke that they've been granted an injunction. However, it sounds like they're not going to hear the appeal till after free agency, which doesn't necessarily help.
Yikes.
Help them in that sense. But any other rumblings of rumors of names that suddenly are being bounced around as maybe some guys are hearing might be on the trade market?
Well, interestingly, the other day, we did insider trading the other day, and Pierre LeBrun brought up Eric Staal, and I know his name has kind of been out there a little bit lately as well, but that there was probably a reasonable chance that they end up moving on with him. There's a bunch of factors in play there. Rick Nash was mentioned the other day as well by Pierre LeBrun. So there's some kind of those guys that used to be premier-type players in the league that are sort of getting a little bit older now, still with big contracts, that the teams they're with find those contracts inhibiting. And so Staal would be an example of that. Nash would be an example of that as well. And maybe those are the types of players that another team with some cap space looks at and goes, he can help us, and he can help our young players.
Any other moves other than Bishop you expect to happen by tomorrow?
Lineup-wise, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Jonathan Drouin stayed out on the ice longer than anybody else by about 15 minutes today. He wasn't conditioned skating. He just went out there and he was skating around, working on things, working on a snapshot. It looked like he was kind of trying to refine things a little bit. And I just kind of got this feeling from him being out there on the ice all by himself that something felt up. And then the other part of that was that I did not see his name is eluding me now. The Russian defenseman, who's their seventh defenseman that they dress all the time.
Oh, Domestikov.
I didn't see him. Was it him? I didn't see him working on the power play like he normally does. They had four forwards on the first unit, which is common, but sometimes he slides in there. They had four forwards on the power play today. And I just can't help but wonder if maybe Drouin, I don't know, maybe gets another look. That's totally just gut. So I'm not going to say I think it's going to happen, but it could.
Okay, Nesterov. Sorry, not Domestikov. Nesterov.
Yeah, sorry. I always confuse him and Kucherov. There's Domestikov, Nesterov, and Kucherov, so forgive me.
Oh, you're off every now and then. There's no big deal. Hey, Schrager, we will let you go before you have to hang up on us because Majot's gonna get hanged up and off later tonight at the bar, so he doesn't want it to happen right now. So
you have to get on the phone with someone before they can hang up on you, don't you?
Buddy, Majot is excellent at getting on the phone. Okay. He's excellent at that.
Have a good night, buddy.
You too.